And now, welcome to Chai with Manju, with your host, Dr. Manju Shen. And now, welcome to Chai with Manju, with your host, Dr. Manju Shen.
Hello and welcome to Chai with Manju. Our guest today is Ustad Zakir Hussain. He's one of the most well-known names in the music world. We are so excited that he, along with his Shakti band, will be performing in Boston on August 17 to celebrate the 50th anniversary of this extraordinary band that he created along with the great guitarist John McLaughlin. Let's meet him. Zakirji, welcome to the show. I had the good fortune to interview you a few years ago, and this time I'm so excited that we get to talk about the Shakti tour and the 50th anniversary. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you ever so much for allowing me to talk to you today and making the time to talk to us. I know you're so busy and, you know, there are a lot of healing that you have to do in your neighborhood. And so it's great to see you again after so many years, and looking forward to coming to the greater Boston area and sharing Shakti's music with all the audiences.
Absolutely. So let's start at the very beginning. I was reading the interesting story about how you and the great guitarist John McLaughlin met in a Greenwich Village in New York, followed by meeting in the living room of Ali Akbar Khanji, when he very famously told you, "Let's jam," and the rest is history. Yeah. So tell us about those early days. What brought you together, kept you together, and took you to the 50th anniversary of Shakti?
I guess the one word I can use is fate or destiny. There is always a landmark moment in a musician's life that just changes the whole trajectory of the musician's move forward and an artist's growth process. And for my father, it was Ravi Shankar. They got together in the late 50s, and the rest is history, obviously. My father was a film composer in Bombay, Mumbai, and had done 38 or 39 movies, music for the films, but tabla was his love, and the outlet for that was because of the film industry connections and commitments was limited. And then he ran into Ravi Shankarji, and and suddenly the inspiration was there, and it felt right. It felt like this was the thing to do. And holding hands with Ravi Shankar gave him the confidence to let go of the film industry, a bread and butter job, and move onwards. And it just changed everything. And for me, running into John Bhai, or Jay Bhai, as I call him, is similar. I was, you know, just a regular everyday Joe tabla player playing with Ali Akbar Khan. And just, you know, in neutral or in cruise mode, you know, just I probably would have had a very simple Indian classical tabla player life. But then came John, and we sat down to play together, and it was a, you know, it was, I don't know, somehow you get hit on the head, and you go back into your past life and you meet your mate or friend, somebody who you so connected with. And and that's what it felt like. It felt like this was right. It felt like this should be, and it should move forward. And John, Jay Bhai felt the same way. I felt the same way. And playing in front of Ustad Ali Akbar Khan Sahab was a blessing, and also in some ways a sign to say that we should go forward. I was teaching with Ali at the Ali Akbar Khan Sahab School, and and the question in front of me was the same as the question in front of my father. whether he should give up film industry and move and go with Ravi Shankarji. For me, it was, should I give up a secure teaching job and take on a life of a touring musician, which has its, you know, ups and down and iffy, not sure what's going to happen next kind of a life. And but with John holding my hand, it felt just perfect. It felt right. It felt that the music that we are playing together, the experience that we are having, that feeling of joy and ecstasy and love, electricity is so profound that it needed to be explored further. And so that's how it all began. And here we are 50 years down the road, still feeling the same thing, still hugging each other in the same music mode. And enjoying each other's company more than ever, and playing the music with the same kind of joy, same kind of ecstasy, same kind of love and electricity as we did the very first time we played together.
So when I watch you on stage together, I've been watching a lot of these concerts and interviews on YouTube. There is so much creativity, chemistry, and camaraderie that comes together. Mm-hmm. Between both of you and John, and of course Shankarji. So what do you think is the secret of that magic, that just electricity on stage? Is that the beauty? Is it that love? I've heard you all define it very differently. What is it for you?
Well, there are three words that actually Jay Bhai put on in public view. And those three words are love, devotion, and surrender.
So
this is what we have. We have the love for each other. We are devoted to each other. And we have no hesitation to surrender to each other's thought processes. And we are not threatened by each other's company. In fact, it's such a welcome thing. We look forward to getting together. We look forward to getting on stage. We look forward to playing together. When we start playing together, you should see the very first moment that the first notes are hit, the first beat begins, there is an incredible smile that arrives on all our faces. It's like we've suddenly, you know, fallen through the rabbit hole and arrived in the wonderland. And it's just the best playpen that we could ever be in. And to think as one, to think, you know, there's just Shakti is a band unlike any other band. And there is no band that does what Shakti does on the globe, on this globe. And so that is something very unique about it. But at the same time, it's one thought, one rhythm, one music. You know, it's bliss that that collectively expresses itself as one statement when it comes out to the audience.
I like the way you described it as flying without wings. Uh-huh. That really touched me. And I like the way even John G said, it's the creative energy of the universe.
Yes,
so it really feels like that.
And in fact, the word Shakti also aptly describes, you know, in terms of its meaning, the creative energy of the universe.
Right. So that's wonderful. So, of course, as a doctor, I have to ask you an important question, that how do you stay so fit? How do you prepare for a concert like this? You know, not just the music, but you're traveling through different time zones. You are, you know, taking all these flights, staying in these different hotels. How do you prepare from both aspects, from the perspective of your music and health? Because you seem to be ageless. I saw you
kind.
8 to 10 years ago and you look the same. So what's
your
secret?
Too kind. But the thing is, you know, there are people in the world who go to, I don't know, a spa or an Ayurvedic center, or, you know, somewhere to recuperate, to recharge, to re-energize themselves. We go to the music stage. You know, that's where the energy comes from. That's where I could arrive at a concert hall after a 28-hour flight and be tired and get on the stage and start playing with the musicians and walk off the stage 3 hours later refreshed.
That's amazing.
Feeling energized. So that's something very special that happens. Excuse me. That happens with this art form. So that's how you stay fit. I don't smoke. I don't drink. You know, all those things are there. But the energy that you get from the audience, the energy you get from your fellow musicians, and the kind of support that they provide, it allows me to feel relaxed. And as soon as I go on stage, all the tensions melt away. We are totally relaxed. We are totally in a very special place. And to be that way is the best spa that you can ever be in.
So you have performed this time in so many countries, and I was saying UK and then even Romania this time.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
Romania, Czechoslovakia. Now it's not Czechoslovakia anymore.
Right. So do you prepare or know what you're going to sing depending on your audience, where you're going to be? Or do you improvise? Or is it something you plan ahead of time as a group?
Well, that's the thing about Shakti. When I said it's a band that's unique,
yeah,
it's unlike any other music group anywhere else in the world. And that's simply because there are many music groups who perform and they showcase the new record that they're going to play, that they have put out. And you can go to the concert hall expecting to hear the record, the CD, from the beginning to end. With Shakti, you cannot expect that. And it's simply because somehow we've been lucky enough for the past many incarnations of Shakti to always be a combination that thinks as one, that creates as one, that experiences the moment as one, this moment as one. And so when that happens, spontaneity, 11th hour creativity takes center stage. And so we don't necessarily plan saying we are going to have this piece of music or that piece of rhythm or that piece of combination process. No, we just like, okay, let's start with this and see where it goes. So that's how Shakti is. So we prepare a set list with many songs, and half the time we end up, you know, changing them as we go along on stage, saying, oh, no, let's not do this. Let's move on to that, because the energy has, you know, created this other space. So that's how the process goes. And that's why I say Shakti is a unique band. And that's what's special. You can come to 10 Shakti concerts and all 10 of them will be extremely different from each other. And so that is an experience that is a very unique and, how should I say, special experience for an audience. An audience sitting in the hall, like, say, in Boston at the Wang Theater, knows that what they are going to hear and what they are going to experience is unique for them. It will not repeat itself again in Port Chester, New York, or at New Jersey Performing Arts Center. It will be entirely different. So it's in some ways, you know, for a lack of a better word, a designer concept, especially created for the audience sitting in front of you, and an interactive process with the audience.
Yeah, I also enjoyed even Shankarji, because he had joined you later in 2000.
Yeah.
I mean, he also described, it was very similar to what you're saying. He said 20% is off the is set from before, but the 80% of it happens on the stage, from the eye contact, from the way we read each other's mind. And I also liked what he said, that sometimes a sign of a great artist is that you allow the others to shine. And I certainly see that with you. I was actually watching the Birmingham concert, and the way Shankar, you started singing Mitwa, and then very quietly you and John came and joined. Uh-huh. And the legends that you are, to come and join in such a humble and such a beautiful way and be part of it as together, I think that was just, to somebody, you know, who's part of an audience or watching on TV, it was mm-hmm. just spectacular. I have never seen anything like that before.
Well, Shakti, so, it's like Selva yeah. Ganesh is a young member of the band.
Right. Yes.
Ganesh Rajgopalan is a young member of the band. Right. Shankar right. Mahadevan right. is about 20 years younger, or yeah. 15 years younger to both John right. G and me. But there's no hierarchy. The, right. You know, we are on the stage, and John, Jay Bhai and I are so happy to share the moment with these great musicians, because they are, in fact, great musicians. They are, in fact, musicians of incredibly high caliber. And
best
and
of to, the best.
And yeah. best of the best. So and so it would be criminal to try to, you know, choke information coming out of them.
Right.
And try to
yes.
control it. I mean, it's like when we present a new piece of music, let's say if I come up with a piece of music and I want the band to, you know, do something with it, I'm not going to tell Shankar Bhai or John G or Selva or G right. or Ganesh G what to do with it. I'm going to expect that they will put in their two bits into it, because they're so capable of actually making that music sound about 5,000 times better than I could possibly even imagine. So that's the kind of approach we have amongst ourselves. And you know, a great musician, I mean, a legend like John McLaughlin, when he sends us a recording and says, oh, here's a little piece of melody that I've thought of. So brothers, see what you can do with it. And that's what it is. Not like he's telling us, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, I want you to do that. No, it's what can you contribute to it? So this is how the band works. And even on stage, when we are playing a song, suddenly somebody would suggest a new dimensional idea to it. And we will all look at each other and say, okay, let's go that way. And the song becomes a different, you know, something else. And so no hesitation
surrender.
At all. No
surrender,
hesitation at all. Surrender. Exactly. Yeah.
That is so wonderful. Now, are there any particular highlights or memories from this tour so far that you would like to share with our audience?
I think the most emotional moment of intense love and devotion was when T.H. Vinayak Ramji walked on the stage in that indoor stadium that we were playing in Mumbai in January, last January. Mm-hmm. And he walks on the stage. He was one of the original member of Shakti to sit and play with us. And the whole audience just stood up, you know, thousands of people just stood up and applauded him, and the kind of love and affection that poured out of them onto the stage. And we were just, so, you know, it was a moment that was very unique, very special. We had tears in our eyes, you know, to have him back amongst us and to sit with us and then to play again with us, you know, harking back to the old days, walking those streets again with Vikuji was one of the most incredibly special moment. And then the other moment was in London when we performed at the Hammersmith, which is where Shakti had performed 47 years ago, and its first European concert, and I mean UK European concert, and to go back to that same hall and on that same stage and to start our UK European tour, just like we had done 47 years ago. The energy was so amazing, so high. It was one of the best concerts that we have played ever in our lives. And I have to say, those two moments for me stand out. Let's see what Wang has to offer to us.
Right, right. And you know what's amazing is that you are creating memories, not just for yourself, but you are creating memories for millions of people. I was telling you before we started the interview that my husband watched you 40 years ago in Kolkata.
Yeah.
And he remembers it so vividly, like it happened yesterday. And now the countdown has started to August 17 to make new memories. So
yeah, there's a lot of people, there's chatter on the web about people talking about their experiences with Shakti from way back then. And I was talking to somebody at San Francisco Jazz Center where we are performing. Uh-huh. And that concert like sold out within like 3 days of tickets going online, like 2.5 months before the concert, actually. And the people were telling me that when people called in for the tickets, they not only were buying tickets, they were telling the seller their experience 45 years ago, having was, this band was like that and like this. And it made the process very slow. But they couldn't imagine that there was this kind of,
it's like a divine moment.
It's like a cult ship in a way.
So
I'm really looking forward to us starting the tour in America in Boston, because East Coast of America is where Shakti was born. And to start this 50th year celebration tour on the East Coast in America is harking back to the old times. And I cannot wait to begin this journey. And Boston is a very special place because, music, especially, Indian music, has thrived there for many decades. And so many people who have established Indian music schools and teaching processes, and MIT has an Indian music system and so on and so forth. And then Berkeley College of Music, which has a whole Indian section. And so it's amazing to go to a place where learning is the thought of the day, and to be going there and to perform in front of a discerning audience is something that we all look forward to.
I'll tell you one thing I would really like to see, and maybe that's already in the pipeline. People like me who are not musicians but love music, what I really enjoy seeing is the stories behind the scenes, how you prepare, how you talk. I would love to see a documentary about the 50th anniversary, how you go place to place, see it on Netflix, Prime. I think that would be so wonderful to capture it like that for generations to come. Just how you travel, how you chat with each other, your camaraderie on and off stage. So I hope you see that.
Well, I'm sure there's, I think I've noticed in my peripheral vision, somebody with a device.
Okay.
Yeah. So in India and also in Europe, and I presume there will be somebody in America, some hidden GoPros around. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So I have to ask you a question away from music now. Mm-hmm. So what does Zakirji do for fun? I got a little hint when I was reading your interviews in COVID times, and I was so excited that you love Masterpiece Theater.
Yes, I do. I love it. It's great.
I'm so addicted to it.
So much, it's great to watch. It's intelligent. It is smart. It's well done. I like to read a good book. I'm not talking about reading on a Kindle or anything.
Okay.
But actually holding a physical book.
And
I find myself on an airplane ride, I'm like one of the maybe two or three people who have an actual book in front of us, reading a book. I love to read book, and we have many hiking trails in the area.
Okay.
And and so just going on a hike, enjoying it, it's just a lot of fun to do that. I have an added element of pleasure in my life now, which is my granddaughter. Zara,
so
who's 8 now, and so to play with her and hang out with her and make her breakfast and all that stuff, and maybe read a book to her, and now she reads to us, so that's good.
That's
right. So a lot of fun in life. A lot of fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm not going to let you go till I get a nice message from our Boston audience, because our countdown has started. We just have one more week to go before we see you. So please share your message for Boston audience with us.
Well, all I have to say that I am a member of one of the most influential and landmark group of musicians called Shakti. Yes. And we are performing at Wang Theatre. But when you come to the concert hall at Wang Theatre on August 17th, make sure you come with an open mind and an open ear. No preconceived ideas of, oh, this is what it's going to be. Are we going to hear that? Are we going to hear this? But it's going to be a unique palette of information that's going to put be put in front of you. And I hope that, and I'm speaking for John McLaughlin, myself, Zakir Hussain, Shankar Mahadevan, Ganesh Rajagopalan, and Selva Ganesh. We hope to see you in the audience. And we'd like to share with you, you know, how incredible these 50 years of us working together, interacting together, playing music together have been. And it will be an honor and a pleasure to have you join us in this celebration.
Thank you so much. And we will see you soon.
See you soon, Rajiji. Take care.